Jason McLaughlin, we're live on Sky Sports Radio. Where in the hell have you been, son?
Sorry, mate. I'll be fine. I had a camp for an hour and I didn't realise it was off.
You went for a sleep. I can't blame you for sleeping, but, mate, I've been telling our listeners this morning that you've made the decision that the grand old horse for you, Feeling Ready's been retired.
Mate, yeah, I was going to retire him a couple of runs ago and there's two owners and his mum and a bloke called Bill Harris who lives in England. He wanted to give him one more and so he's retired now, definitely. He's had enough and he'll go to England now, mate.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about this. What's he going to do in the UK?
He's going to do dressage. Bill's wife's very, very high up in the dressage world over there and him and a horse called Fasile Tigra. He owns them both. Well, mum owns Arthur Feeling Ready, but Bill owns Arthur Feeling Ready and he owns Fasile Tigra and they're both going over to do dressage.
So Fasile Tigra's been retired as well?
No, he'll run next Saturday.
Right.
And then they'll go do the quarantine thing and...
Away he goes. Matey, look, I was talking to our listeners about 15 minutes ago about Feeling Ready. Between the silver, the golden slipper and the Magic Millions, he went so well. He ran fourth in the slipper up the inside. He won the two-year-old Magic Millions Classic. But there was such a break between that win and the next one. I know you never gave up on him, did you?
No. Well, after he won the golden slipper, he won the Magic Millions and he won the golden slipper. And then there was a break of a fair while. And, mate, if I had a dollar for everybody who said to me, when's he going to win next? I'd be going to England with him, mate. But I stuck by him. Mum owned half of him and he won $3.8 million, so they can bag him all they want, like everyone would like to have one, wouldn't they?
They bloody hope they would. I wouldn't mind owning a share of him for sure. Hey, what about that day in the George Moore at Eagle Farm? It seems like eternity ago, but it's a couple of years ago. He flew home from near last and you got beaten a small margin. I thought that was nearly the day for his breakthrough win.
Everybody told me he'd won and I was walking out of the winner's stall and I saw Gillian Heinrich standing there. So I thought, well, it's happened again.
It was starts me up on that occasion. What sort of a horse is he within the stable, mate?
Lovely horse. Quietest horse you ever meet.
Yeah, he's just a nice horse to deal with.
Yeah. Mate, I got used to training him because I'm a Richmond supporter.
Well, they always struggle in the AFL, don't they?
I love Richmond, but I'm used to hard times and not winning.
Well, mate, I reckon it'll be a fairly sentimental time when he walks out of your stable in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, he's been a good old horse, but, I only keep 30 in work, and I think at the moment I've got 16 yearlings in there, so it's a bit of a change of the guard, mate. I've retired all the older ones. It's going to be sad because he's the last big winner Dad and I trained together.
Yep.
Before Dad died. Dad died 3 months after he won the slipper.
Yeah, no, I remember that for sure, for the obvious. Hey, mate, thanks for ringing us back. He's been a horse that many of our listeners have probably backed many times. He became one of those horses, but I think they'll hold the memories of particularly the Magic Millions win for good reason. Well done, mate, and we look forward to chatting again in the future.
Thanks for your time. See you, mate.
Good on you. Jason McLaughlin joining us there. Appreciate him phoning in after having a bit of a snooze, but Feeling Ready officially retired.